Have you ever heard the idiom, off the grid? As in, I'll be on vacation and off the grid for a couple of weeks. Or, the package was supposed to be delivered Tuesday, but it just went off the grid. It's a new idiom, but I hear it a lot these days. I guess it's important in the modern business world. Why? Well, because with the internet, emails, and chat programs, our communication is so easy. I'm sure many of you attend TV meetings and send emails around the world every day. But if you're off the grid, you can't do any of that. So, what does off the grid mean? Well, we'll talk about that today. I'm Paul Preston. Welcome to 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. You probably have heard this idiom in the business world, or maybe in your personal life. But what does it mean? Well, let's look at the words first. I guess off and the are no problem, but how about grid? Well, actually, a grid is a crisscross pattern of lines. Look at a street map of New York City. The streets come together in straight lines, going north-south and east-west. That's what we call a grid pattern. Well, the idea of the grid pattern started to grow and develop from the idea of the streets. Now, we talk about infrastructure grids. These are the systems that include roads and streets, but now also include electric grids and water grids and train grids and even now, yes, internet grids. Of course, the internet grid spans not only a city or town, but the whole world. So, what does the idiom off the grid mean now? Is it clearer to you? Well, let's see. When I leave my cell phone home, I could say I went off the grid. I mean, I couldn't be reached because I didn't have my cell phone. Or, if I go camping in the woods, I'm off the grid. Well, unless I camp near a cell phone tower. So, off the grid just simply means unreachable or uncontactable. Some people go off the grid when they go on vacation. I like to do that, but it's getting harder and harder in the modern world. It seems like there are internet and cell phones everywhere on Earth these days. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I guess it's not so bad either. At least I can check Facebook. So try to use off the grid in the correct situation. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you and answer your questions. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.